Hello and welcome to the Technopunk podcast. I'm your host, Max Mortillaro, and today I'm with my co-host, Arjan Timmerman. Hello, Arjan.
Hello, Max. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. We're still alive and we haven't been hit by the meteorite yet, so I think things are good, let's say.
I thought it was coming your way, but okay, it didn't hit. Okay,
better like
passed
next time,
by, right?
Right? Sorry, I'm still alive. All right, so yep. We're doing a bit of a new format this time, just the two of us. And one of the good news for us in April is that we are both going to Dell Technologies World in Las Vegas. So,
yeah,
what do
really
you think about it?
That. Yeah, like I said, really excited. I think you went last year, right? I had an invitation as well, but I couldn't join. Really bummed about that, but yeah, this year I'm able to go as well. So we'll be with the two of us in Vegas and be at Dell Technology World. Really, really excited for that. But maybe you can tell a little bit about maybe last year, but also you went to another Dell event, I think late last year as well. Maybe talk a little about that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. I was at not just at Dell Tech World last year, but I had also some luck and I was invited to the Dell Analyst Summit, which was in Chicago in the second half, I think, of November. And it was a kind of limited audience event, more for analysts. And for the first time, there were a couple industry influencers. And we had a chance to talk with Michael Dell and to engage with other high-level execs from Dell Technologies. And during the event, Dell presented their vision, you know, which is what they want to do in the next 10 years. So it was really exciting from a perspective to see what Dell are doing, because the very first presentation we had was around the Dell, venture capital arm, you know, what they're investing into. And there were a couple companies that were showcasing what they do. And it was really amazing. I mean, really different than what we're used to see in the infrastructure world.
So what was the most interesting to you from that first presentation? What was the company where you thought, okay, that's something I really want to know more about?
Well, I can't really remember the name of the company right now, but there was one of the presenting companies was doing. So they are actually developing a new computer chip, which is really specialized on AI. And it was really mind-blowing, you know, because what they're doing is probably going to change, you know, the way it works. It's you know, it's what we're seeing also with some other companies like NGD Systems, you know, with computational storage. There's really a bunch of, let's say, emerging things which are just, you know, starting. And we don't know where this is going, which road this is going to take. So I really like that.
Yeah, absolutely. What I heard is that at the NLV Mark, which was this week as well, there was a showcase of a networking card that included a processor as well, or something like that. It's really going in directions that we never really thought of, but it's getting that small and that easy to add computational stuff all over. And with everything connected to the internet, it's something that's really interesting to hear more about. And I guess at Dell Technology World, looking at the website, looking at what they are going to talk about, it's really really interesting to see what's and they call it the real transformation, but what the transformation in IT is going to be. And looking into the vision of a company like Dell Technologies, that's really awesome. And talking with people that eventually the name Dell comes from, right? Someone like Michael Dell, and talking with him about what the vision is for these kind of things the next couple of years. Yeah, really interesting.
Yes, I think, you know, I find it interesting, you know, they're using this year real transformation. And it's interesting because it's what Dell are targeting are their customer base, right? I mean, their clients, etc. But it's also a matter of real transformation for Dell. And I think that it's a thing which is ineluctable. It's something that Dell cannot just avoid. And I think they're well aware of that because, you know, Dell is, it has grown into such a big company with so many divisions. So you have, you know, Pivotal, RSA, VMware, SecureWorks for security, VirtuStream, and so on. So it's such a large constellation. And they need to kind of align on that. And when we spoke, I don't remember if it was, I think it was John Rose, who's the global CTO of Dell EMC, and I think he said that at the analyst event. He said that they have, I think, weekly meetings, if I understand, weekly coordination meetings between all of their cloud division. I think that is awesome, really, because you need... If you're large like that, you need to do it, right? You can have everybody take their own way.
The thing is that with a company this big and where a lot of people thought and even said that it would implode on itself, it's really, really awesome to see what they're doing. And I think they're doing a great thing. Nobody's really talking about EMC anymore. It's Dell Technologies. It's they somehow get it all together. And I think it's really awesome that they did all that within a short time frame, even, right? So
I mean, obviously,
that's really
And we just have the external view, you know. So when I heard that Dell was purchasing EMC, I was very skeptical about what's going to happen from that, because at the time it happened, I was looking at what both companies are doing, and frankly, it was like 2 years ago, if I remember.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, and it was a gloomy time for a lot of companies, you know. At the time, we were wondering what VMware are going to do, because they had all of these cloud mishaps, you know, they were not exactly sure what they want to do with cloud. And a lot of companies were in a sort of turmoil. Even, you know, I just make a quick hop to NetApp, but if you look at NetApp 2 years ago, my God, it was really looking desperate for them. And so getting back to Dell, they've done a really incredible work. So it's just the start of the journey, though. You know, it's there's still a lot to do. They still need to rationalize their portfolios, but they'll get there eventually.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So I was looking at the sponsor side to see if some of the companies we already know are there as well. And I see Intel, of course, Microsoft, but I also see Liquid will be there. And for a fact, I know Stephen Foskett and the Tech Field Day crew will be there as well. And we will be part of the conversation with them, and I already heard that one of the companies that will be presenting during Dell Technology World and the Tech Field Day Extra is Liquid.
First of all, I'm absolutely excited not only to be.
What are your thoughts on Liquid?
Going to Dell Tech World, because obviously the event was one of the best events I attended last year, actually, and I'll get back to that. But one of the things which was awesome at Dell Tech World was the Luminaries area, Luminaries podcast. So I think that's the place where the influencers hang out. We had a booth last year to record podcasts, a place to hang around with all of our industry friends. It was really awesome. So I'm really looking forward to do with you a lot of content this year and with our friends, of course. But getting back to what we were saying, Tech Field Day is always, you know, we're both long-term delegates. So always looking forward here to engage with the friends at Tech Field Day. And moving along to Liquid. So Liquid is a very exciting company. I wrote about them on my blog, I think, maybe a year ago. And Liquid are doing composable infrastructure. And what they do, the way they address that is simply amazing. So what they've built is they've built a kind of hardware component, which is a PCI Express kind of top-of-rack switch or controller, if you will. And they have some software intelligence running on top of that. I don't remember exactly how it is now, but basically you connect. The way it is built in terms of composability is that they manage OEM racks, or rather, how do you say that, rulers, or kind of, yeah, so kind of rulers or stacks of separated infrastructure. So you have CPUs, GPUs, memory, storage, and all of that is just connected via the PCIe bus to that kind of top of rack switch, if you will, and you can just slice and dice the way you love it. And what I think absolutely amazing with Liquid is that it's really a change in how we consume infrastructure, not only in how we slice, you know, and prepare it, but also the way we install and deploy infrastructure. Because in the end, you don't have the word is a canister. So you have a canister which is just processors or just memory, you know, and we haven't seen that for a while. I mean, it really reminds me of the discussion we had with Rob Peglar in the last episode, where it looks like we're going back in time and reinventing this again, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. True that. Yeah, that's absolutely absolutely awesome. And like you said, it's really, really awesome to be able to talk with these kind of companies and have presentations from them. I know for a fact that Liquid is one of those companies that's really interesting and really awesome to have at a Tech Field Day event. Looking a little bit further on the sponsor side, I see one of the companies also there is Comprise. And what I really like about Comprise is that they do data management in another fashion than what we know of some of the companies you've written about already, like Rubrik or Cohesity or others. They are software only, and what I really like about software only is that I can really leverage everything I already have. And what they told last time we talked to them is that they can even help be even more efficient if you have Rubrik or Cohesity already on board. So yeah, looking forward to talk with them, maybe on the show floor. Another is DriveScale. We've seen them at Tech Field Day a couple of times also. Some really good ones at the sponsor side as well. But moving away from that and going back to Dell Technology itself, I think what I'm really interested hearing about, and I'll be talking with Dell Technology Netherlands tomorrow, but is what their vision is for the next couple of years. I think you are already a bit more into that as I am. But another thing that's coming really fast is the 5G network everything that hangs together with that.
What I'm really,
what are your thoughts
as
on
an
that?
Analyst, somehow, what I'm looking to see is where we've moved now from what was announced 6 months ago. You know, I mean, it's almost 6 months since we had the analyst event, and I'm very critically aware that things move at a slower pace in large organizations. The larger you are, the slower it takes. But I think that we've already seen over the last couple of years that, the Dell EMC merger and what has happened out of that is already, you know, pretty impressive. So I'm really looking for more clarity on the hardware portfolios, especially on the storage side of things. I mean, obviously, storage is probably not the most exciting thing that is going to be announced there, because the focus is going to be, you know, on next-gen workloads, on AI, on 5G, even if 5G is something that our friends from Packet Pushers have very, let's say, frank opinions about, right? I'm looking forward to see also what is going to be the data story of Dell Technologies. That's one of the comments I made when I was there to some of the people from Dell Technologies.
Yeah,
I'd like to see more, let's say, coherence around that, about what is how the to quote a book which I love, which is called Hyperion from Dan Simmons, if I'm not mistaken, they have that thing which is called the void that binds. And I'm looking at some kind of thing which binds together all of the components or all of the elements, you know, the, all of the services somehow. It's not something that is like a holy grail that you can achieve somehow, but at least go towards this direction, you know?
Okay. And have, do you have an example of that?
So
do you have something in mind?
I've been writing a couple times around
where does that come from?
And what we've seen in the industry, there's one of Dell's competitors that have, which have really managed to transform themselves over the last couple of years. And they've gone from a company which had little hopes of surviving if they would stick with what they had. And they made this spectacular transformation into a company which has rebuilt itself around data. Now, the thing is that if you look at Dell Technologies, they have a much broader portfolio, and as such, you would expect that they have a much greater capacity to execute, and probably they have all of the pieces in place somehow, you know? So it is about figuring out how they are going to bind all of this together. Does it make sense to you?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it totally makes sense, especially if you look at the data center these days and everything that comes with it. And I totally get that there's a lot going on, and we've got HCI, but HCI is, for me, it's just another silo, right? It's kind of It's good for one thing and not as good for another thing. So we have something else for something else, and yeah, it's binding it all together. That's where the true strength lies, and Dell Technologies should be one of those companies that is able to make that happen.
I've been also impressed by what Dell Technologies are doing on the side of high-performance computing. That's a field that you and I have started to get more and more involved in 2019. And frankly, it's been really great to see what they're doing in that space. And it's clearly not, how would I state that? They are really showing that they are able to execute on that, you know, to go to customers and present solutions which make sense, which are coherent. So that was also a great thing to see with Dell Technologies. So if I was to conclude, for me, it looks like Dell Technologies has a bright future ahead, but it comes down to how they are going to kind of reinvent themselves, put things together, put the house in order, how they're going to somehow manage to stay ahead of the competition somehow.
Yeah, I couldn't say it any better. So let's keep it at that. Maybe we'll do another one in a couple of weeks just before the event and see what comes out of it. But for now, I think we spend enough time talking about it. Dell Technology World 2019, where we're going to in, I think
today,
it's
which is the,
34 days or
March.
Something like that.
So with that, I think that it was a pretty fruitful discussion here around Dell Technologies and Dell Tech World. And we'll get a chance to record more episodes, both podcast episodes in the meantime. But otherwise, if you're a Dell diehard and you're listening to us, well, see you at Dell Tech World if you're in Vegas. Bye. Listening to us, well, see you at Dell Tech World if you're in Vegas.
Absolutely. See you in Vegas. Bye-bye.